Shalom Aleichem. Today we're going to talk about listening to music, doing Sfiras HaOmer. As we talked about in the past, there are different minhagim as to when specific areas of Avelus are kept during the Sfira. The Shita of the Rama is that up until Lag BaOmer, the Shita of the Shulchan Aruch up until Lamed Dalet BaOmer, the 34th day of the Omer. The Rizal keeps the entire time between Pesach and Shavuos, with the exception of Erev Shavuos, or maybe 2 days before Shavuos, up until the 48th day of the Omer. And there are various minhagim in addition, keeping from Rosh Chodesh Iyar, the first day, the second day, etc., etc. Our question today is, given that people are going to keep their own respective times for the Avelus of Sfiras HaOmer, how about listening to music? Just another thing that we talked about in the past, the two real areas that are prohibited is marriages. Marriages do not take place when people are keeping the Avelus of Sfiras HaOmer. And in addition, taking of haircuts and shaving, that's the other area. But how about listening to music? We are going to start out with a Mishnah Berurah and Siman Tav Tzadi Gimel, Siv Katan Gimel, that says as follows: Rikudim Umecholos Asurim B'mei Asfira. What are Rikudim Umecholos? Apparently they're different things. Rosh Shlomo Zalman Arbach says they are different, but pretty similar. A Rikud is when one or two people dance. A Mechol is when you have more than that dancing. They're dancing together in a circle. So these are different forms of dancing. The number of people, how you're dancing. But be that as it may, it is going to be prohibited during Sfira. Having said that, if we look at some psukim, it looks like mecholot. A mechol is not how one dances. It's not a form of dancing, but in fact, it's a musical instrument. So, for example, when we look into Tehillim Kuf Nun, Halulu Besofu Machol, that we will praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a tuf, with a drum, and a machol. This is talking about how the Levim would be in the Beis HaMikdash, and they were not dancing. So the machol is not that the Levim were dancing. They were up on the Duchan, on the elevated platform, and they were playing instruments, one of which was called a machol. And similarly, when it comes to the Kriyas Yamsuf, which we read recently on Shvi Shel Pesach, Atikach Miriam Anivia, Miriam, after the splitting of the Yamsuf, she took the Tof Biada, the drum in her hand, and she went out with the other women, and they had drums, umecholos, and they had drums and mecholos. The Tshuvas Be'er Sheva says, don't think that they were dancing. It wasn't that they were dancing in front of the men. No way. These are simply musical instruments that they had that they were playing. So based on that background, bottom line here is rikudim and mecholos are asurim b'mei sfira. Certainly dancing, but how about listening to music? How about recorded music? Bottom line, alach lamasa, the Igros Moshe says as follows: Ein l'nagen v'lishmo nigun b'yichidus v'afilu b'haklata. Don't play music. Don't listen to music, even if you're by yourself, and even if it's recorded music, MP3, etc. Don't listen. That is going to be included in the prohibition of listening to music during Sfiras HaOmer. That is the Pesach of Rav Moshe Feinstein. And similarly, Rav Avadya Yosef says, dancing, rikudim mecholos, different forms of dancing, nidvar harashus, that is not for the tzorach of a mitzvah, asurim be'achlet b'mei asfira, are absolutely prohibited during Sfira, and accordingly, it is prohibited to listen to songs from the radio. So we're not even talking about live, even just recorded music during the Sfira. So that's where we are right now. And the next question is, are there heterim? Are there times that we can be lenient to permit listening to music during Sfiras HaOmer? So in fact, Rav Yitzchak Yaakov Fuchs brings a list of 8 different situations, different times that we can be lenient and permit listening of music during Sfiras HaOmer. And he starts out number 1 with a simcha shel mitzvah. If we have a mitzvah going on, an example would be a bar mitzvah. Bo b'yom, the day of the bar mitzvah, the Sephardic poskim would be lenient and permit singing and dancing on that day. On that day, only on that day, not if you have a celebration, not on the day of the bar mitzvah. It has to be on the day of the bar mitzvah. When it comes to the Ashkenazic poskim, some are going to be lenient, brought in the Igros Moshe, Shon Halachos, and there are those who are going to be machmir. For example, Rav Moshe Sternbach and Rav Vosner. An interesting question, as we're talking about a simcha shel mitzvah, how about a hachnasa sefer Torah, brand new sefer Torah, being donated, brought to a shul? Rav Eliashiv says it would be mutter to have singing, to be dancing. This is considered a simcha shel mitzvah. However, lechatchila, we should not have the hachnasa sefer Torah during the days of Sfira, unless it's absolutely necessary. If it's absolutely necessary to have during Sfira, then it would be permitted to have dancing and singing. So that is number one, a simcha shel mitzvah would be permitted, at least in certain circumstances. Number two, listening to music would be permitted when somebody needs it for exercise. When somebody needs it for exercise, your ultimate interest here is not being invigorated and enjoying the music, but it's facilitating the exercising, or for therapy. Therapy that requires music would also be permitted. So that is category number two. Category number three, somebody who teaches the playing of music, litzorech parnasa, because the person needs to earn a parnasa, so that would be permitted. So that's area number three. Area number four, for a gan, well, kindergarten, up until the age of chinuch. So the age of chinuch, that the kids understand, they can understand the concepts of we're sad at this time because of the deaths of the Talmidim or Rabbi Akiva. So that's when somebody gets to the gil of chinuch, the age of education, that they can be educated and understanding up till 6 or 7. So up until that age, it would be permitted to play the music at school in the gan, because the teacher's not going to be enjoying it. And it's also litzorach parnasa, that is requirement for the employment, and the person has to work, has to fulfill the requirements and responsibilities of earning their keep or earning their salary, so that would be permitted. So that's number four for children who are younger for school. Number five, somebody who is having serious mental anguish, having mental health issues, so chole, hazakuk lechazek et rucho, somebody who's sick, who requires strengthening of their mood, of their mental health, and somebody who's having a very difficult time, somebody who's depressed, and this would assist in taking care of that, then it's permitted to listen to songs. However, it should be done in a private way with earphones, so not everyone hears it. So that is area number five. Somebody who's a chola, somebody who's classified as having real mental difficulties and challenges, is permitted to listen to music, but quietly, in a quiet way, not a loud fashion that people would hear it. Number six, somebody who is very stressed, somebody who has, again, it's similar to number five, but number five was more of a serious mental health issue. Number six is somebody who just needs it. But here we're not going to permit any type of music. It should be more calm. So listening to achazen, chazonos, listening to classic music. Somebody who is not mentally ill, having really mental health issues, but somebody who's having something short of that would be permitted to listen, but to more calm music. That's number six. Number seven, how about singing? Just singing without musical accompaniment, without musical instruments. The Truma Sedeshin would not even sing Eliyahu Hanavi on Motzei Shabbos during the days of Sfira. He was very machmir. And Yosef Ometz, even on Shabbos, would lower his voice when singing Zmiras on Shabbos. Now, having said that, that is not really accepted practice. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says, Shishira ha-romemes es ha-nefes, songs that will elevate us, the Einam Evialide Rikud Machol, and will not bring on to dancing. That's the real concern. If we have songs that are really going to invigorate us and inspire us to start dancing, that is really problematic. So songs that will not cause that, they'll elevate us but not lead on to dancing, that would not be problematic. Rav Eliashiv says as follows, he seems to be even more lenient. It is permitted to sing even songs that would inspire us, they could inspire to dancing, but dancing is prohibited. So he seems to be saying that even if they're more invigorating and inspiring songs, but make sure not to start dancing. So that is simply singing vocally, that is singing with your voice. And number eight, question number eight is, how about listening to recorded music or listening to live music, but it's just vocals, it's not accompanied by music, so that should be okay. However, and this is a big however, oftentimes with a cappella, the people who are singing, they make it sound like it's music through their voices. So there, the Shevet Alevi is Machmir. I saw somewhere else that Rav Chaim Kanievsky is Machmir. I did look around for a few minutes on this. I didn't find any of the Gedolei Yisrael, the Gedolei Apostolim, that said a cappella, when it sounds like music, is okay. That has the same effect, whether there's actual instruments or they're not actual instruments. The bottom line is, if it sounds like actual instruments, that would be prohibited. I did see some other co-scheme that were lenient on this, but I would say that the ones that I saw of the Gedolei HaPoskim were machmir on this, so everyone should ask a shaila. This is a very controversial issue, listening to a cappella nowadays during Sfira Sa'omer, so everyone, aseila charav, should ask a rav. I personally don't listen to a cappella. Some people do. I know somebody pointed out that there's an Orthodox Fruim radio station in Israel that does play a cappella, so hopefully they've asked a shaila. Everyone ask a shaila and ask. Act accordingly. Thanks so much for listening. Have a wonderful day.